Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Doug Tribou.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We want to revisit a heated debate about the state's privatization law, the so-called Pacheco Law. It requires that if a state agency wants to hire a private company to deliver a service, it has to prove that it would save the state money. It's a hot issue these days because Beacon Hill lawmakers approved a new state budget with a provision that would exempt the MBTA from the Pacheco Law for 3 years. And last week, we heard from Greg Sullivan, research director at the Pioneer Institute, who concluded that because of the law, the MBTA missed out on hundreds of millions of dollars in potential savings.
I just wrote a report with about 35 sets of data from the Federal Transit Administration website showing that the MBTA lost $450 million. This is the most extreme union protectionist legislation in the United States.
But Senator Mark Pacheco, for whom the law is named, disputes that and opposes suspending the law for 3 years.
I think it's a terrible idea because within that period of time, the entire MBTA could be privatized without transparency, without accountability, and without verification that the taxpayer will actually save money. Do you think that's a good idea?
So that's one of the big questions in this debate. And to help us answer it, we turn now to Suzanne Bump. She's the Massachusetts state auditor charged with enforcing the Pacheco Law. Welcome to the program, and thank you for coming in.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you, Anthony.
So there's a real ideological divide when folks talk about privatization, but let's try to get to some facts. That's sort of the effort here. So first of all, what about Greg Sullivan's claim that the Pacheco Law is union protectionist legislation? Isn't it true that the original intent of the law was to slow down outsourcing?
That is true. The original intent of the law was to put some controls around an impulse to privatize that had become apparent during the Weld administration. And so to the governor's political action, there was a legislative political reaction. I don't think, though, that the Pacheco Law is the blunt instrument that folks like Greg Sullivan make it out to be.
Well, let me ask you about that, because one of the implicit critiques or explicit critiques is that the Pacheco Law makes privatization all but impossible.
I don't see it that way. It does make state government do something, though, that it's not accustomed to doing, and that is to make decisions about how they're going to deliver services on the basis of a cost-benefit analysis. All too often, we see, even apart from privatization, that decisions about how we're going to deliver services get made on the basis of a political philosophy or sometimes on the basis of, well, geez, this is the best we can do with the amount of money that we've been given. And when you're having an opportunity to make a big decision about privatization, you're hoping for a good price, you're hoping for value. The reality is that once things get privatized, they never come back to being done by state employees. So this is a long-range decision. The very least you can do is do a cost-benefit analysis. Obtain competitive bids so that you're ensuring an outcome for the benefit of the taxpayers.
So I want to ask you about this because here's some facts that we know. Since the law's passage in 1993, 15 private plans were reviewed, 12 were approved. So that seems to suggest that the Pacheco Law does not make privatization impossible. But does the fact that only 15 plans were put forward suggest that the law might impose a very high bar?
It may well be that it has had a chilling effect. But on the other hand, what we don't know, because it's not required to be reported, is how many times does the initial impulse to privatize turn into a conversation within an agency about, well, gee, do we really need to privatize? Maybe we can create for ourselves a smarter way of doing this right now.
So it sort of incentivizes the folks in-house to think about how to do it, do their job even better or more efficiently.
I believe so.
All right. Well, let me ask you about what we heard from Senator Mark Pacheco in that cut at the top of the segment, who opposes suspending the law for 3 years. Do you agree that without the law, private contracts could be awarded, in his words, without transparency, without accountability, without verification that the taxpayer will save money? Would it be that dire?
All of those things could come about. they're still going to be subject to competitive bidding. So there will be that element of transparency. But there won't be in the decision-making process. And I think that that's the critical point where you want transparency, is in the decision-making process. It's in ensuring that there is accountability, because taxpayers are still on the hook.
So this sort of gets to the idea that perhaps challenging the notion that privatization inevitably saves money.
Absolutely. It is not a panacea. You still have to have effective management. You still have to do this long-range planning, this setting of priorities, this analysis of what your budget is providing, how much things are costing, what your desired outcomes are. It doesn't relieve an agency of doing any of those things, at least in an ideal world, but in a practical world, we have seen that happened far too often, particularly at the MBTA. Our audits have looked at other aspects of their contract management in construction area, where we've seen millions of dollars worth of cost overruns because of poor planning and poor management of contractors. The automated fare collection system that they instituted a number of years ago for light rail vehicles and bus services, they ended up spending $94 million for a fare collection system that after 10 years of operation still could not accurately count the day's receipts. After our audit, they finally went to work and figured out how to fix it. But you want this system of controls and this element of accountability in government decision-making, especially when you're talking about such large projects as bus operations or train operations and the like, where in fact there's going to be limited competition for private vendors.
So are you concerned then, as we move forward potentially into this world without the Pacheco Law for 3 years, does that give you pause and concern?
Well, they did put, so yes, I guess the short answer is yes. I'm concerned that history will repeat itself. In a rush to achieve a political goal, to take advantage of a situation right now where people are rightly concerned about the MBTA, they don't want a repeat of last year, a quick resort to a political solution, that is privatization, take it out of the hands of the public agency, put it in the hands of a private operator, could meet with poor service and greater cost than is anticipated.
Well, Suzanne Bump is the Massachusetts State Auditor. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for chiming in on this debate that will no doubt continue.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Stay with us. There's much more ahead. I'm Doug Tribou.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.